On the call, we have Jacob Hokanson, Ian Thompson, and Jeannie Patel Thompson, and we're talking to Jacob about his difficulty narrowing his top three talents down into the one business idea that he wants to base the Listen to Your Freedom program on. And let's get into it, and I'm sure you're going to see yourself reflected in his questions and his dilemmas and his sticking points, and I hope you're going to get the same kind of illumination and forward movement that Jacob gets from this call. What are your sticking points right now?
When I first got signed myself up for the Listen to Your Freedom program, I took the first, I think it was the first couple of chapters, and it was about sort of gathering information about what makes you you, what's the sort of the special stuff, the juice that keeps, what is the special stuff that keeps me going. I canvassed out to a bunch of my friends and family saying, you know, if you could describe me in a few words, what would those words be? What do you think my strengths are? What do you think my weaknesses are? I've got this beautiful bunch of feedback.
Awesome.
And then I took all of that feedback and I made a little spreadsheet, a chart of like the stuff that had the most weight, the stuff that was said the most. So once I put that all together, it was kind of, it was really clear to me how the world perceived me. That I have a lot of leadership capability, that I've got a lot of passion and I've got a lot of drive. I love to inspire people. I can hold a tremendous amount of space. I listen well. All of this stuff that, I mean, I do. I know that about myself. And then I combine that with, well, what do I like to do? And, you know, when I'm really kind of feeling in my flow, I'm creating. I'm creating things. I'm painting. I'm sculpting. Intuitive design. And there's
Okay, I want to just jump in here because I'm just curious, because I know you have a very successful restaurant and your menu is amazing. I think you're the only place I've seen that's doing a gluten-free fish and chips, for example. So did that come out in any of your discussions with your friends? Did any of them mention your ability to create and run a successful business?
Yeah, there was that feedback for sure. But as far as like that particular description being crystallized, not really. I mean, at this point, I was describing it last night that I've got, the way that I've got my life set up at this point is, basically I've got a 4-day work week. I'm at 4 or 5 hours a day of those 4 days. I golf a lot, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it looks like I'm living this life of Riley, right? Like it's just this genius thing. I've got, you know, a decent income and whatever. And yet I'm in prison. I'm caged. I'm like a trapped rabbit right now. I want out.
Right. I hear you.
So, yes, I can run a successful business. I can manage dozens of employees. I can create a good working environment. Know how to have a vision and yet be responsible and reasonable with that vision in order to keep customers coming back and attract new customers and all of that stuff. Like that's kind of all the inherent thing for me, but I don't know how. All I know is I need to turn into something different. I desperately need something different.
And so your sticking point right now is, how do you take those top three talents? You said your creativity in painting, and I know I've been to your site, your bone carvings are really beautiful as well. Inspiring people to better themselves, And then kind of like what I call the Oprah phenomenon, you go on your own personal exploration and you take others along with you. And by doing that, you also give them permission mm-hmm. to delve into their personal journey. And so you're wanting to know, how do you take one or all of these three things and turn that into something that also generates you money? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The ideas sound great. Like everything is like, oh yeah, oh, I'd like to do that. Like that would be awesome. And the sticking point is each one of those has such massive potential. I don't know how to squish them down into like a starting point, a simple starting point. Maybe it's a starting point where I just at least understand the steps A through Z. And maybe my first idea doesn't necessarily bring me any money at all. But I get the process now. So I can use that as a stepping ground to make it, okay, this is, let's take a little more complex idea and move that one along. I just don't know where to start. I sit here with my, you know, with all of my notes and I'm just like, I get to the point where it's okay, now we're going to crunch down, we're going to pick an idea. And I'm like,
Okay, and just, like, just for clarity, how do you feel, like if I were to say to you, okay, Jacob, keep your restaurant going because it's 4 hours a day and it's an excellent income. Keep your restaurant going and then give yourself permission to play and experiment on the side. What comes up for you when I say that?
So what comes up for me when you say that is, even though I do, you know, even though I've got this 4-day work week and the 4 hours a day, and it's a 24-hour psychological component for me. I might not be there for all of my opening hours, but I am prepared to be there for all of my opening hours. I have to be ready to respond, do anything that I need to respond to 24 hours a day. I mean, I've gotten calls at 3 a.m. saying your restaurant's been broken into, right? Like, there's always something up. Like, I can't turn my phone off. You know, I need to be available just in case, because for me, it's like, that's, as a responsible business owner, I need to be available in case I am needed. And maybe that time where I am absolutely needed won't come. But I mean, there's even situations where, like, okay, you know, I've had a couple of glasses of wine, I could have a third glass of wine, and it's like, no, I better not. You know, I better make sure that I'm capable of doing what's required in case I am needed. You know, maybe a stupid fan belt breaks, you know, or maybe, someone had a television fall on their shoulder a couple months ago. You know, like, this weird shit happened.
You're on cold.
What's that?
You're on cold.
I am on call. And you know what? And I have been on call now, because previous to owning this restaurant, I was in the oil field, in the food industry, in the oil field. And that was like, my phone just rang all the time after work, on weekends. There's no breaks. I don't get any breaks. And so I'm not at work, but I'm at work.
Yeah, physically. Physically, you work four hours a day, but emotionally and psychologically, you work 24 hours a day. So.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Do you really, Jenny, hold on 1 minute. Do you really enjoy your restaurant and what you sell to your people? Or has it got to the stage now where you're like, kind of done with this right now?
Totally done. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm done. You know what? This is the thing. For 8 years now, circumstances led to us, my wife and I, buying this restaurant. It was certainly not a restaurant that I would have created.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turnkey operation. It was a deal that I couldn't refuse. And so we just sort of jumped in on it because I'm all like, fake it till you make it, right? Like, I'll just, let's figure this one out. So I figured this one out, did it for a few years, got to understand the flow and the customer and what it was. And then I've been tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it. And every year, just a new kind of thing. So I've transformed it from like this super high volume McDonald's style greasy spoon, even though it was always kind of a level up from that, into something that you've got healthy alternatives, you've got lots of allergy awareness, and you've got lots of choice without burdening the kitchen. So like I've turned it into what I think I can turn it into without alienating the customer base that it's price pointed at. So I, you know what, and I'm done.
If someone came along with $1 million and said, I want to buy it, would you sell it?
Oh, I'd be like, can we do this last week? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically.
And so I'm planning, I've got in my mind, I'm like, about a year and a half from now,
mm-hmm.
this sucker's going on the market, you know, like I am moving away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of me is terrified because, you know, come to rely on this income and this process. And I understand that when, you know, like I've got 35 people working for me,
wow.
You sell a business, and it transforms and people move on and whatever. I'm not recognized that this is no small thing to do. And of course my wife is like, well, and my friends and anyone I've mentioned it to are like, well, what the hell are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care right now.
You've got to be on video. You've got to create some sort of thing where your personality and expressions are so authentic.
Yeah.
It's very, you can suck people in, all right? So
yeah.
You have to use you as something. The something has to come from who you are. Cause it's quite fun, all right? She keeps telling I've got to do this type of stuff too, because you're entertaining. People will buy shit from you because you're freaking entertaining. Excuse the language. I fucking love people. Say, oh, I'm going to buy something from you. I trust him because he's like a plonker. But yeah, so hinge it around who you are. That whatever this thing is going to be, hinge it around who you are. And I think you could create an audience of people who like you. And from there, your products will start creating themselves, believe it or not. But how that looks, I don't know yet. My initial impression is the product can come from you. Create an audience through something, writing, you know, blogging, a YouTube channel, something like that, about your journey, about, I don't know, about the restaurant, and how you turn it from A to B. And people might start saying, hey, could you come and help me try and do this for my business? You go, actually, I'm not into that. And that will start determining more and more about who you are and what you want, right? Because the only way you'll find out what you want to do is when people ask you, can you do this for me?
Mm.
And you'll say either yes or no. And if you say no, you go, okay, roadblock. But create now. And that's the beautiful thing about research is you can go and set up jacobhodgsonbrightideas.com, all right, or whatever it is. Get a little YouTube thing going. Do what you're doing now. You know, sitting in your room, all right? And then start telling stories about who you are, where you came from. Laugh like crazy, like you just do, right? And you sit there going, and I don't know. And my wife's woman, I'm going, I don't care. You know, it's powerful and entertaining.
Yeah, when you start laughing, you have to laugh. I'm sure. I mean, as soon as you start laughing, I'm laughing. It's so infectious. And
nice. Yeah.
The one word I would just tell you is this. Yeah. Big E and a big O. Do. That's it. Don't even think right now. Just do. Because thinking is going to tie you up in what I should and shouldn't be doing. Doing is going to tell you eventually what you really love doing. Just thinking is you're going to be like, well, I kept doing this, I could do a restaurant, and you're going to get caught up in this myriad and jigsaw of, well, what do I do next? But doing is going to say, well, I've done that, I want to do this now. And you'll find eventually you'll fit into this pocket of critiquing sculptures or painting restaurant outside. I mean, I don't know. And that's the beauty now of our life. You don't have to have a plan anymore. Plans have gone. It's all about getting out there and doing something. If you don't like it, change direction, go over this direction. Don't like it, go. And then you start creating an audience and people and followers. And then money comes. Because money is like attracted to what people want to be doing energetically, right? So that's what I would do. It's very straightforward and simple from what I see. Because she tells me I've got to be out there doing this type of stuff. Because my life's better than yours. And I'm better looking. But
naturally.
I've got a few other things flying around. But one day I will be entertaining like you in some sort of shit. I'm doing stuff that I kind of enjoy doing right now. Like soccer and got the soccer type thing flying. I'm working with Genie. I listen to Freedom. I get to talk to wacky maniacs like you. And so my life is a fun, integrated, fun 24-hour-a-day, you know, I'm not on the phone going, shit, they're going to ring me because the freaking television's falling out, or there's a rat in the kitchen, although we've got a rat in the kitchen right now. But you see what I mean? But I've only done that because I've just been doing, right? And I've been doing what I love doing, which is selling and marketing and fun and driving kids to school and doing soccer and loving Genie, and I'm just doing that type of stuff every day. It's not a plan. I wake up every day going, what the hell am I going to be doing next year? I have no idea, Jacob. But I make more and more money every year with no plan. No plan equals success because it's freedom and it's passion and it's doing. D-O. That's all we have to do. One word. Just wake up and want to go. I'm just going to do it today. I'm going to be Jacob. I'm going to make people laugh their chucks off. And I'm going to start off by telling everybody in my restaurant about what I'm doing. Doing it online. You've got a captive audience who love what you sell. They could all come flocking into this new thing just like that.
There's two testers currently. Sorry, go ahead, Jacob.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
There's two testers currently going through Listen to Your Freedom right now, and it's very interesting because what Ian just described is exactly the path they've been following. And I once heard, I can't remember who it was on some Dan Kennedy seminar, but this guy saying, you know, I just take all my shit and I throw it against the wall. Every day I throw shit against the wall and I see what sticks. And that's, you know, kind of what he's saying. He's like, Jacob, just start throwing your shit on the wall and see what sticks, because what sticks is what people want out of everything that you have to give. And you can't intellectualize that ahead of time. You just have to get into action. You got to start doing and see where the points are that people go, I want more of that. Oh, can you help me with this? And that's what we've seen with two of the people who've been doing Listen to Your Freedom, you know, just recently is, and they even launched a website, and then the website switched to, you know, sort of in the same stream, but a completely different expression. Like one of them, she is an amazing writer and editor. So she launched this site about how she would, you know, help people tell their story in their own voice. And within, 3 months, she's just completely redoing her site to focus on branding and the entire website experience, because she wants to take the whole website, not just the chunks of it, and rebrand it and repackage it as something that really represents that person. Because that's where her clients have taken her. just from being hired for writing gigs. And then they've kept saying, oh, well, can you do this? Because she's also a filmmaker. She's taught at film school. So she's got the whole video component, the video storytelling. And it's just evolved like that organically because she just got in motion. She's like, well, what can I offer right now? Okay, throw that out there. And so I see for you the same thing. And as Ian said, like, just start with video. Start putting yourself out there. What?
Jacob, I've got a really wacky idea for you, which is who you are and your personality. You could set up a website URL today called howidontwanttorunmyrestaurantanymore.com. And blog off it everything that you've just been talking about. Be authentically honest about where you're at. And you would get a whole stream of people who are fellow restaurant owners saying, oh, fucking hell, or screw it, I totally empathize. I totally 12 hours a day. And you can create a cult of people who don't want to run the restaurants anymore, but they're really good at it. I guarantee you. Because it's so niche and so different, so wacky, and it fits with who you are. And from that, you might create people coming to you and you consult how to set up wacky, brilliant restaurants. I don't know, right? But you need just a hook to hang yourself off something based on who you are and your personality. And from that, you can use your creativity, your writing. You can put sculptures, like sculptures in my restaurant. I'm really good at sculpting. But that's exactly what Jeannie does with Listen to Your Gut. Listen to Your Gut comes from her tummy, from a disease. From that, she's gone into all sorts of other stuff, which hinges on one thing, following your intuition, following your gut. She can blog about anything. Anything that she wants to. I don't even try and control her anymore. I tried for about 30 seconds. Actually, it was 20 seconds, sorry. All right? So that's you could do that now, and your customers would think it's hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, we're not rich going to sell, Jacob. I go, are you going to sell? Oh, please don't. No, not yet, yeah. But you know what? It drives me nuts. This 4 hours is up, right? It's prison. Because you're speaking authentic truth, and there's a whole bunch of people feeling exactly like you, and you're sucking this market into you. And from there, you'll go into something completely wacky. So just think about it, because that would go viral to expose you again.
Oh, my God. The media would love that. I mean, because it's not like you're some guy who doesn't have anything and you're sitting around going, geez, I'd like to create a life. You've already created a life that's what most people would dream of. And you're sitting there going, I freaking hate my life. I got to change it. And I'm so the tension, the dynamic is awesome.
For us, your personality is. And here's the other thing. You told me you want to sell it. So you're not lying. So you basically, you could get a huge offer from someone in a year for $50 million. Because they'll take that URL with the business. And then you, I don't know, who knows, all right? But that's the beautiful thing about this whole thing. You take a little simple thing and then create entertainment and humor, because that's who you are. Because everybody loves stories, everybody loves to laugh, and everybody wants to be entertained, all right? Those things are always going to be available to everybody. Right? You entertain people. You're like freaking America's Got Talent. You sit there, the laughs just go nuts, all right? And people go, oh, I kind of like this guy. He's a bit weird. He's a bit wacky, right? So that's what I'm
saying. He's a little bit scary. I got it.
Absolutely.
How I don't want to run my restaurant.com, set up a YouTube channel, same thing, start blogging, start putting videos up. I bet your traffic will go from zero to hero within minutes. Because you just go to everybody in your restaurant, say, look, here's my new website, okay? Don't worry, I'm not selling. I hate my fucking life. And then everybody would be waking up. They'd be like, Facebook things. Oh man, the guy's nuts. Look at him. He doesn't like his restaurant. And he's taking the piss out of it. And then you make another stupid video and then go fake gold. I love it.
Yeah, got it. It's an idea. Totally. I had an idea sort of similar to that where, you know, there's this. Because of the fact that we're all connected and everybody's a critic now, right? You can go online and say anything you want about any business, any experience, right? It's like you can go out, you can rate it, and you can just duke your guts out onto a screen of however you're feeling. And so I think what this ends up creating, it creates monsters is what it does. People who get online and they're like, well, you know, I don't really know or care who's going to read this. I just want to make sure that everybody knows how I feel. And of course, as the person that owns the restaurant, as someone is taking the piss out of me because we screwed up, you know, because we do. We screw up sometimes. And sometimes we screw up majestically, right? Like, we take the screw up to the point where it's like, wow, I get it why you are so totally disappointed. And you asshole, you know, like, and so, yeah. Have you ever heard of...
The URL is available, by the way. The URL is available, how I do not want to own my restaurant anymore.com.
Hey, cool. So have you ever heard of celebrities reading tweets?
No.
Okay. So what this is like celebrities are like the person is reading tweets about them.
Yeah, okay.
Things that have said about them on social media. Some of them are just so atrocious. And yet here are these people reading these tweets about them, you know, and it's just like, it's just so humanizing, and it makes the tweeter look so ridiculous, you know, and it's just like, yeah. So I thought to myself, maybe I could read negative reviews and then post that online, you know, like, I mean, I know that there's so many ways that I could approach this, taking my life experience now and putting it out into the world through video, through vlogging, through all of that stuff. And at the same time, I'm incredibly sensitive to the people that work for me, to the sort of like, you know, if all of a sudden I'm on there, because, you know, if I'm doing this channel, it's going to be really hard for me not to just, you know, it's going to be really hard, like... No, nobody at the restaurant knows I want to sell the restaurant yet, you know, and so many times my struggles have to do with my employees, and I can't air the dirty laundry on there, you know, like, how do I blog my, what's really going on for me without being a jerk about it, without sort of outing people? I mean, the drama already is just always so epically high because it's this melting pot, this pressure cooker. Like, the restaurant is a pressure cooker environment, and it just, people just, they go nuts, especially in the summertime. It's just the...
It's perfect. But Jacob, let me interrupt you. You've given me all the reasons why you should do it. Because you'll start to be able to say it's just... Because all of you are pent up in this pressure cooker of restaurant. So this website takes the piss out of all of that. Because all of you need inventing. You can give them, you can give all your staff little, they can blog about how they hate cutting up onions and how they hate bad customers and stuff like that. It becomes a portal for other restaurant owners going, yeah, this industry sucks, but we love it. There's nothing, you're taking the piss out yourselves. It's the greatest compliment you can have when someone says, I can say to you, Jacob, I've got a huge nose for another best-looking guy in the world. Because then people go, he owns it. He owns, he's got a big nose, and he accepts it. You could actually empower your staff to become part of it. They don't need to know you're going to sell. That's the end game. It may not be the end game. You might do this, and it might turn your restaurant into be the most amazing thing out and franchise it around the world. And you try to go, you know what, I actually do love this industry. Who knows? But I think it will actually increase your business. It's so freaking unique. But you can, everything is in the positioning. All right? I'm not asking you to go out there and slag it off. I'm saying you go out there with an angle of, you know, how am I having 4 hours a day work, I golf, blah, 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 but yet I'm totally changed this restaurant, right? Your staff probably feel the same way too. 12 hours a day, grinding onions, bad customers, bad tips, working environment could be better. That person over there, because she smells like a chum, she comes in. Like, they've all got their gripes too, so you allow them to have their gripes as well. So it becomes this kind of quirky, fun, funky way for people to be able to take the piss out of each other. Anyway, I'm just throwing it out there as an idea. I see a huge opportunity here for something around that idea,
yeah.
Especially the way the world is going.
And the the monetization is a secondary thing. The point is, you go with something that is so uniquely you and so uniquely part of your expression, and you just start throwing it against the wall. And as like within a few months, you will start to have ideas of how to monetize it. And maybe people will start asking for t-shirts based on maybe things that you say that are like super funny or super encapsulate. And people are like, man, I wish you had a t-shirt that said that and I'd wear it to work. Or, you know, like the ideas will just organically come once you start doing and once you start putting it out there. And then you're, you know, like Ian said, the thing that you have to run over top of every blog, every video, everything is the positioning. Because like you said, you're not here to hurt people. You're not here to demoralize or put people off. You're here to spoof them. You're here to take the piss out of it. And you're here to bring freedom to something that you've already identified as a very locked in, imprisoning kind of space to be in. So what if you could change that space? And what if you could be the beacon that changes that space for everybody else who's feeling the same way? That would be an incredible personal challenge, but one that brings light and laughter. Like, it would actually bring in all three of your things, okay? The creativity, because you're going to do videos and blogs, and maybe you're going to do a painting. You're going to go, here's my painting about what today felt like, right? Here it is. And that goes up there. You're going to inspire people, because when you take them along on your third thing, your personal journey of how you're feeling so locked in and you're feeling so pressured and you can't even take a 20-minute break, you can't even have a third glass of wine, take people along with that. And as you bring it out into the light, you may also start getting feedback from other restaurant owners. Hey, I had the same thing. Do you know what I did? Here's my solution. Oh my God, now you blog your ass off about the solution because you want other people to know. And you're like, so the guy said this, I tested it, it works. It's a totally awesome system. And it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. And like Ian said, that could lead you to consulting positions. It could lead you to merchandising. It could, you don't even know, and you don't even have to worry about it. At this point, you go, how do I bring all of my personal integrity, my sense of humor, my desire to create space and lightness and freedom to this space, and just start throwing it against the wall?
Yeah. There's, I just sent you a URL to a website called johnnycupcake.com, all right? And I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but can you tell me what you think johnnycupcakes.com sells without looking at the URL? Johnnycupcakes.com.
Well, cupcakes.
Perfect. Right answer, but the wrong answer. However, in the positioning, they want you to believe that they sell cupcakes. Very, very simple, very, very clever, because it's in the URL. And then if you now go to the URL, you tell me what they actually do sell.
They don't sell anything. It says the domain is for sale.
No, johnnycupcakes.com. J-O-H-N-N-Y.
Hold on, I gotta fire up a browser here. One
time. Oh, at cupcakes with an S. Oh, cupcakes with an S. Okay.
Yes, correct, yeah. What do they sell?
It's a t-shirt bakery.
Oh, t-shirts.
T-shirts, right. So, they sell t-shirts. This guy used to sell t-shirts on the back of his freaking truck, all right? Then he went into his basement, but he held this, I'm a cupcakes. He now has stores all over the world that where people go in, they think they're buying cupcakes, but he sells t-shirts. He has all the mixing machines, all this type of stuff, as though you go in to buy cupcakes, but you buy t-shirts. People go in and say, I want to buy cupcakes. Sorry, we don't sell cupcakes, we sell t-shirts. right? However, standing like this, because he's doing something different that no other t-shirt company is doing, it's stupid, all right? It's not stupid, it's actually pretty smart, but he's hanging it off something completely wacky and different. And all of his stores look the same, and they all look like bakeries.
Oh my God, I'm looking, we're looking at the bakeries. Like there's a tab on the site saying bakeries, and they do.
Yeah.
And then in the display cases are t-shirts. That is hilarious.
London. He's in Massachusetts, LA, he's in Boston. They all look like ice cream bakeries. And you pick your t-shirt from the other one, you take out your t-shirt and you put that in the other. And guess what? They not only sell one per person, they sell 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 of different colors that is like different flavors. He's taken a very basic concept of selling t-shirts and completely gone off the wall. And he has a huge cult following of people saying, I buy Johnny Cupcakes t-shirts. All right? That's what I'm talking about.
And I just clicked on his blog. His blog post, his last blog post, has nothing to do with t-shirts. It has to do with old movies. So they're like, tomorrow in both our stores and online, we'll be tipping our hat to some classic moments in cinematic history. Below, you'll find some sneak peeks of our parodies. So he's like, he's kind of, you know, what we were talking about, Jacob. He doesn't give a rat's ass what he's supposed to be doing or what people are expecting of him. He's blogging what he's thinking about right now, which is old movies. It's brilliant.
And people come in and say, oh, I really hate this place. This place will offer me cupcakes forever. He takes all the negative publicity and tweets about it, saying, well, actually, so he uses everything to a positive advantage. And to get back to all your stuff, if you create this environment of how I don't want to run restaurant.com, for example, it's just an idea, right? Then that's the deal you create with your business, with your restaurant for now. And you're going to get people to leave, right? But accept it and own it, because that's who you are. That's your culture. Then you'll attract those people that want to be involved with Quirky Jacob. And you might get rid of people who won't actually drag you down. Because if you can't be your authentic self as the leader of the person of the business who you're at, how can you expect people working for you to be authentic? All right? So you have to be as real as you possibly can and cheese people off and get rid of people that aren't interested and suck in the people that are interested.
Can
right?
I get
and
an amen?
Huh?
I said, can
we,
I get an
we
amen?
To listen to God and listen to freedom, those people who are passionate and fit with who we are. The people that don't fit with who we are don't last. And it's just the way it is. That's reality. So you have to be the leader and accept that not everyone's going to like what you do, but own it, right? And when, because I heard when you said, well, I have to worry about the staff, you're taking responsibility for others, and you can't do that as a born leader, which is something that everyone said that you were, if you remember, right? Mm-hmm. So be the leader,
yeah.
Take responsibility, do something wacky different, because that's who you are. You hate 9-to-5 working, which is 4 hours working on the golf course, but being tied to the cell phone, own it. Tell people about it and say, there has to be a better way, and I'm going to find it. And this is my journey to find it,
right.
All right? And use it, hang it off your current business, which will then grow because of with what you're doing. And then in a year, you can decide, well, I'm going to sell my business now to freaking McDonald's because they want to franchise. You might send your business into how I don't want to run my business or how I don't want to run my restaurant. That might end up in the I mean, who knows? You don't know. So be the leader. Be more authentic, take responsibility, wean out the people that you don't need there, and I'm talking way too much.com.
And, you know, more on that idea too, like you take a video camera into your restaurant and you talk, you tell your staff, all right, this is crazy what happened today. Tell us what happened today. And you film them and they get to rant too. So it's not that you're just the one ranting and they're going, oh my God, look what everything he's saying about them. You bring them all in and it becomes this thing of, and for me, I would find that really interesting. I mean, actually I have worked in a restaurant, but let's say I hadn't, I would be really curious as to, well, what does go on behind the doors? What does go on behind the scenes? And it could just spark this whole new, like, I don't know. I think it's really cool.
And there's a video of you at 3 a.m. in your underpants, right? And I can't believe they've called me and told me that there's a rat in the kitchen right now. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. I'm trying to sleep. I'm working 4 hours a day, not 12. Okay, over and out. Okay? People want to hear that shit because it ends to 10. And then at 3 o'clock in the golf course. I don't believe it. The television's falling out of customers' head. What am I going to do? Oh, man, that's getting hard. Over and out, Jacob. People will follow you on Instagram and stuff because it's entertaining. It's a TV channel. It becomes a reality TV of what's going on in the restaurant, right? I think it's fabulous. I think there's a really good idea here. And as Jeannie said, in a year, who knows what you may end up doing. If you turn your life into being this 4 hours of a constant to 24 hours a day, entertaining, blogging, leading, being creative, inspiring, and all that type of stuff. And then you're, guess what? What's the word that we started with? Do. You're doing. You're not sitting on your ass going, well, what am I going to do? I'm creative and I'm a good leader, but I don't know what to do. And I'm still a restaurant. I only work 4 hours. I don't want to make a cell phone right now. I still got all these problems. I don't know about the staff here. Money is good, though. Wife's bugging me about this. So all these things that are going on in your head are stopping you from doing. Right? And then all of a sudden, if you're going to work 24 hours a day, Jacob, work 24 hours a day and enjoy it. So take those 20 hours that you're supposedly on call and turn it into something wacky, different, and entertaining, which will create more volume for your brand, which is your restaurant, which is giving you income. And from there, who knows? Then come back in a year when you're multimillionaire and get a revenue check.
But I liked what you said, Ian, about take that 20 hours that you feel you're working and turn it into content. And it doesn't just have to be, the stuff about the restaurant business. It can be about the painting that you're working on, or it can be about, oh, today I'm going out into the field. I'm looking for dead cows because I want to do some more cow bone carvings. And so it becomes more holistically about your life and your days and what you're doing and what you're thinking and what you're exploring. And then, of course, the humor comes into it because, maybe you're out in the middle of a field looking for cow bones and you get a call and you're like, what? And that's a story that you tell for the day. And then maybe you show, the carving that you did as a result and the carving, you show basically the organicness of your life and the interconnectedness. And instead of trying to separate it out into this piece and that piece and this piece, you just throw it all together there. I mean, you can even use, you've got jacobhokanson.com or .ca?
It's jlh.ca.
Okay. So you could just, like Ian said, get a different URL that kind of...
I think I also have Jacob Hokanson something. I've got a few URLs.
Yeah. So I think you have the one that's... Sorry, Hokanson. You've got the one that's your name. You could turn that into this new thing, where it's holistically about all these different aspects. And then these are all the version of throwing your shit against the wall to see what sticks. And the stuff that resonates with people are going to be your blog posts that are going to get all the comments, your YouTube videos that are going to get the highest views. And that will be your automatic market research thing that you'll see, what's resonating. And you'll start by you send it out to your friends, because obviously it's going to take 6 months to a year for you to really show up on the web in a big way. But if you start Facebooking it and sharing it with your friends alone will give you a good barometer for what's your thing and what are the things you're talking about and exploring that people are really interested in.
Yeah. I feel very strongly about this, Jacob, and I'm not giving luckily, but I feel very strongly about the fact that what you're telling us, both Poutine and I, as a successful restaurant owner, there are millions of restaurant owners just like you out there with the same issue.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that.
Guaranteed.
Because you've made it, right? You've created something from hodgepodge into something very great and unique, and you're making money, and you're bored. And I guarantee you there's millions of people who want to hear what you're going to do about it, right? And why you're going to do something about it. So hinge it off that position. I just came out of the moment. I want to enjoy running my restaurant more.com. Something, I think you should something like this. I really do, because it's so freaking niche.
Yeah.
The more niche you can be, or focused you can be, the more you'll attract more like-minded people. people might come to you for advice and say, Jacob, how did you do it? I need to get my life better. How have you managed to play golf? I'm working 12 hours a day. How do you manage to do four? All right? You're freaking lucky. You're right. You're moaning? How can you moan? You're working 4 hours. But be authentic or not, I think that's where you I think it's actually a brilliant idea.
I have to say, I do agree with Ian. I think that is your most unique, tailor-made place to play. And I think it's also, as Ian said, like how many other restaurant owners, Jacob, are feeling and living exactly what you are. But like you said, nobody wants to talk about it because they don't want to down-talk their restaurant. They don't want to down-talk their staff. Everybody's locked into this place of, well, we can't talk about that because it might affect our business. So it's just begging to be blown wide open. And as Ian said, if you always keep in mind your positioning of bringing humor and authenticity, and you know, you will automatically bring in the personal growth piece and the, you know, the journey and the exploration piece, because it's so a part of who you are, it's going to naturally come through. And that's what's going to keep you from being like, oh, I decided to just be a one-man wrecking ball and trash this successful business that I've built up. That's not it at all. And it won't come across like that.
Yeah. When Johnny Cakes launched in London, in the middle of, I can't remember whether it's Oxford Street or Regent Street, one of those places they're at, he had a queue of about 2,000 or 3,000 people. They had to get the police in to monitor them. When he did some research in that queue, at least 50% thought it was a cupcake store, because it was wacky, and it was the word on the street, there was this wacky new cupcake store coming in. So when he was there, but did he care? No, he didn't care, because he's hanging, this is who he is, this is what we sell, and this is our position. Right? So he's been really unique in who he is, and he's been authentic to who he is, and he worked his ass off, right? But he's in his zone, that's what he wants to be doing. Right?
Mm.
So, but I think there's a huge opportunity for you here, absolutely killer opportunity for incredible exposure for your current restaurant brand to the degree where people might come along and say, I want to franchise this across Canada or in the States, or a big investor comes in, and you could choose what you want to do then, right? Right? I really do. I think it's fabulous, and it's who you are, too.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I can see, what I'm hearing from you is, here's this place that I am in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the experience that I am having.
Mm-hmm.
It is as authentic as it gets, because I'm the one having this experience. This is mine. It's, there we go. Mm-hmm. And so how do I take the where I'm at now and plant the seed and begin to grow into whatever it wants to become, last night at my men's group, at the end of the men's group, there's a few of us off in the corner having a wag. I'm telling this ridiculous story, and I look across the room, and like, the other groups of men are just sort of standing, watching me talk and smile, and obviously getting a huge kick out of whatever story it is that I'm telling. And it was like, right, yeah, I know that. Like, I know that. I know that I have that ability to, because I'm just like, I'm real. Like, here you go. I'm not hiding nothing. And I'll be the first one to say, like, you know, wow, look at that nasty bastard on my shoulder. You know, So yeah, there's got to be a way to leverage right now. Yeah, I get it.
But here's the thing, Jacob. You're a storyteller. You're a leader. You're creative because, you know, you can take something from A to Z. You can see a vision, all right? And you're not afraid. You're not afraid to take that because you've all done it. Right?
I'm terrified.
No,
what are you talking about? I am terrified.
So when you set the spectrum up, did you do it feeling you were going to fail and you were scared, or what made you know?
Like what? Sorry, I didn't actually hear that first part of the question there.
The question was, when you bought this restaurant, were you scared?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. So, but did you know what? The fear and the scaredness get in the way of your persona to accomplish what you felt was needed to be done?
Well, no, it never. No, I don't let it. I totally accept my fear. And at times, you know what? I'm crushed by it. At times, it is overwhelming, and I don't even know what to do, and I'm paralyzed.
Video blog post.
Eventually, it's like,
There's probably a million one restaurant owners who are in a worse condition than you that have got divorced because of their restaurant. Their restaurant's nearly bankrupt for all these reasons, and you're the one out there who's had a successful restaurant, and you're scared. Holy magical, how empowering is that for others to know I'm not alone? Holy magical, leader, get up, better do it. I tell you, this is one of the best ideas that we've hit on for a long time, and it's so wacky. It's mostly unbelievable that you could appear very quickly on Yahoo or somewhere like that because it's so freaking different.
Yeah, it's the kind of idea that, like, your first Facebook post goes viral because it's just so unique. And you're such an awesome carrier for this reality, this message. Like, you're fabulous. I mean, as you talk and just going video that, blog that, you know, it's just one after the other, Jacob. It's great.
You're a content machine, baby. You're a content machine. And you've got an infectious laugh, all right? And you've got an incredible story. And you're not afraid to tell people you're scared and fearful. And that's really neat. So a lot of people sit there and go, oh, I'm fine. And underneath them, they're burning in hell, all right? But you're like saying, you know what? I'm scared. I'm fear. I totally own it. I totally own my fear. And I try to do things about it. People like that shit. I think you've got a huge opportunity. I really, really do. Because you are the only one that I think could carry this brilliantly. Because you're so rich. Like, you got a black T-shirt. You know, you got all your things in the background. Your hair looks as messy as mine. You're just real. You're just real. You don't even need to, like, 20 years ago, you know, I don't get my logo this size and put it in the back of my videos and promote my brand properly. You don't even need to do that anymore because you will carry the brand of your restaurant just organically. I think it's fabulous. Okay, so we're going to give you a week to get the new URL set up. We're going to give you 10 days to get your blog channel going, 12 and a half days to get your Facebook channel going, and then we'll have a report back to us in 2 weeks. Is that right, Jane?
That sounds about good.
Awesome. No golf course. In fact, you're not even going to go to a restaurant for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and a painting representing this current state of, you know, what you're feeling right now in this launch. You know, we'll give you 3 weeks for that.
Yeah, you could be one of the most successful restaurant-y type people in this niche, just like that, seriously. I think it's fabulous. But the thing is, Jeannie and I are wacky. We've been in this space for 19 years, and we're getting worse and worse. But only because the market is starting to appeal to this type of stuff, right? Another story for you.
Right.
There's a chicken farmer in the middle of, I don't know where it is, Iowa, all right? And he's an old chicken farmer, and he used to go to this store to help people learn how to keep chickens properly, all right? That's it. This big store, I don't even remember where, like it was a few hundred miles away, got wind of this guy, all right? So they came in and said, look, you're really good. So he set up a YouTube channel. And I think his name's called Mickey the Chicken Farmer or something stupid like that, right? He does all the videos for chicken flatter out. He's now a huge celebrity in his circle and industry of chickens. They fly him all over the United States. To educate people on how to breed and feed your chickens properly, which type of chicken is this, which one's best for that type of eggs, all right? He's sponsored by this store. He comes into the big store, and he's a celebrity because he walks in. He hasn't changed who he is. He just tells people about, I know more about chickens than anybody else. And he owns it, right? There's another story for you. There's a lady in Ohio, right? She has a store selling quilts, quilting, right, which takes 7 to 9 months, all right? Her husband losing his job. The town's 7,000 people, all right? So they had no income coming in. She goes, well, what am I going to do? So she sets up this raw YouTube channel, her first video. Well, I know how to quick quilt, so I'm just going to call it quick quilting. So she got quickquilting.com and started to show people how to quick quilt, all right? All of a sudden, people start coming along because they find, you know, they think, well, it's quite an interesting concept. A few years on, I think her business is worth $12 million now, all right? And she has people driving from New York State, Florida, Texas, California, all coming into this wacky little town, which has nobody in it, her store, just to meet her, because she's a personality now on YouTube about quilting. And she sells tons of stuff when they're there, all right? So she's created an audience of authenticity as to who she is on something that she's really good at. And that's really all we're trying to tell you. Create something that's authentic as to who you really are and what you're really good at, which you're good at running a restaurant, you're a good leader and all those type of traits. Okay, you have all the fears, but let's focus on the positives. And then do something different with that and just get out there and do. And that's really all you have to think about, in my humble, honest, wonderful, superb opinion.
Did I mention my young entrepreneur thing at my son's school to either of you?
No.
No, but you
call if I did.
You went on your.
But I will. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'll save it for the vlog.
Gina, how many blog posts and YouTube videos has he talked about so far? 15, 20?
Yeah, 15. Yeah. 15
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Just in this call, Jacob, there's 15 pieces of content you can pull out and blog
so
or video or.
Because we have an audience, Jacob. You're at the end. I want to come back and visit all your stuff because I find it quite amusing and entertaining. Or do you have an email yet?
Nothing that I've committed to this idea. I mean, I've got jlh.ca. I've got jacobhokinson.ca. I've got, you know, nothing that's related to. Nothing like I wish I'd liked my restaurant.com. That's actually a good one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. No one uses these really young URLs, Jacob. So that is completely unique. I'll send you another one. Creative restaurant owner, but looking for more.com. Right? There's so many ways to go with this. Right? Or successful restaurant owner looking for. No one uses long URLs right now, so there's a good opportunity that people get to pretty quickly.
Yeah,
it's true. All right? Turn it into a positive and a position. I tell you, there's a huge hook here. Because you can't get away from the advertising of the unique selling point and positioning. So you can be the best, brilliant person in the world, but if you don't have the hook, then, you know, you're not going to attract the fish. So you have to look for something that is slightly wacky and different. Hence with us, listen to your gut. We didn't go on about healingcrones.com. We went on about intuition, look at your body, look at who you are. So you've only listened to your gut 19 years ago. Now everybody goes to listen to your gut. They talk about our brand. It's not even related to Crohn's. You go on to Oprah, she talks about listening to your gut. It comes back to our brand, but we talk about Crohn's, right? But we own that space now of intuition and gut feeling and stuff like that. Same with listen to your freedom. Listen to your freedom is about passion. And the sense of freedom is about owning how you want to live your life and stuff like that, right? So it's not about, bestbusinesscourse.com. We're not interested in that. We're creating a brand about what this means to people. So similarly, if you say creative restaurant owner but looking for more.com, that's a brand, right? Because you created your, and you are looking for more. So you're appealing to those type of people that want that. So think bigger picture rather than, JacobHoxton.com. I mean, who gives a shit, really? I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. No, not being mean. Until you're a celebrity, it's meaningless. So
that's not going to mean shit.
Yeah,
I got
provide
it.
Meaning and value. And that's where the advertising side of it comes in, the hooking and the position, all right? You can do Jacob Hoxton, and when you are a celebrity, like Jeannie's a celebrity, so Jeannie can tell Thompson.com is meaningful now, right? But before, it was a URL that we had there, forward in. All right, now she can hang something on that because she's actually a recognized authority in her space, all right? So you have to create that yourself, and a long way to go because number one, you're not as good looking as me, and number two, you don't talk much. But I love you.
I'm gonna work on those things.
Yeah,
I don't know about the look. I can work on the talking.
Yeah, for sure. Just get it back.
Nice. All right, get back.
The other thing with the URL space is this, all right? And you probably know this already, but a URL is your personal address now. And in 18 months, 24 months, 36 months, this is how you will be recognized. This is your store. This is your high street number where your outlet is, where people come in and flock in to come and see you. So the URL is so, so important now, all right, in terms of your identity and your brand identity, all right? So don't really, really own that and think carefully. And Jeannie and I know we bought up maybe 250 URLs. And they all point in, we have a very good strategy internet-wise as to where each page goes and which way you push them to. But the whole identity is how we want people to come in, attract people to what we are selling and what we're offering, right? So there is method that matters behind, you know, the frivolity and stuff of what we talk about. There is strategic stuff underneath, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So go and process this, because this could be wonderful for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it. You get it.
Are you feeling overwhelmed?
you know what? I'm not. I'm feeling like, you know, of course there's a bunch of voices that are like, well, you know, yes, this is something that you could get to eventually, you know, mm-hmm. and you just have to deal with these things and that thing and this thing, and well, hopefully you'll have enough energy here and blah, blah, right? Because I've got, at the same time that I am a very feeling and kind of like go kind of guy, I can also cripple myself with thought and cripple myself with details and all of that fun stuff. And I get from what I get from you guys
mm-hmm.
is, so what I need to create is my whatever my own authentic experience is right now. Let it get going, and you know, like you said, capital D, capital O. Like I just have to start.
Deal. Yeah.
And so yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna. That gives me at least I've got something now.
Watch this freaking video right? Watch this video. And this will hopefully this will be your due.
What video did you just send, Ian?
I just sent to the quick quoting lady and you'll see exactly what I mean about. The big word is due. This probably took 10 minutes to do, 15 minutes to do. It's no great shakes, all right?
Sure.
But if this can inspire you to do it, if you have a look at this lady, oh my gosh, then that is your big word of do, all right?
Okay.
First video, you can start doing videos now before you even do a thing, and just get your camera or whatever and say, hi, this is Jacob, and I'm going to tell you today about when the TV, I don't know, just some content.
Yeah, I got it.
All right?
Yeah.
Sorry for the interruption. I'm just
kidding. No, that's all good. I told you.
Excited for this, because I think this is a wicked idea. They're really, really good.
Well, then it's something, it's an idea that I can now take, that I can carry through the course. This is something that I can cut my teeth on, you know, and it's not pretend, and it's not some idea that's outside of me. It's I am the idea. And so, you know, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Ian, what's that? Sorry, Ian, what's the channel for that quilting? Because I'm looking for it. I've typed in quick quilting, quickquilting.com. It's not pulling up.
Okay, I'll go. I'll probably have to dig it out and find it for you guys.
Yeah. So that tells you right there.
I think she's
got a $12 million business. I can't even find her. So number one, there's... right? Number one, there's room for improvement on her end in terms of her keywording and her URLs that she's got. But number two, it also shows you that with the world marketplace that the internet has created, you know, we're at 3 billion online, we're going to be at 6 billion. There, you can find your niche like that. Even when someone looking for you can't find you, your niche will find you. Because they're already playing in those spaces, and they're already on those blogs, and they're already in those forums, and then they're going to hear about you. So,
I just typed in quick quilting onto YouTube, and there's 29,800 videos on quick quilting, which is a niche within a niche. A niche is quilting,
right.
And then you now have quick quilting, because a lot of people don't want to do their own quilting, right?
Sure.
So, I think there's a lot of mileage in this. And I'm only recommending this to you, having had this conversation with you, because you're a fabulous entertainer. And that's one of your traits. You would sell stuff to people without them even knowing it, just by being that quirky laugh, that original content, that openness to showing fear and vulnerability and all the stuff that men are going, oh, I'm a big corporate man, but I'm safe and sound, but I'm getting divorced and I'm all over the place and I'm a wreck and I'm drinking out the hill and I'm sweating. You see what I mean? You just don't get that. You get complete, real, authentic, honest communication. And that's what people are searching for.
Okay, so I just typed into YouTube, I hate my restaurant. And this is really interesting because all the videos that are coming up are about people who go to restaurants blogging about why they hate it. Now, there's one woman, the top five things I hate about working in a restaurant, but there's nothing from, a restaurant owner. Oh, here we go. Why we hate restaurant customers. Jeremy and Kelly work part-time in restaurants and have come together to make several skits replaying what annoys them most.
There's traction in this, I tell you. But I bet you there's not a business owner who's out there creating a brand about it saying, But the other thing, Jacob, as well, you do have a business right now. You have a responsibility to your startup. You have a responsibility to your wife and your income, right? Whilst you say your life is in a jail, it's still not a bad life compared to a lot of other people, right? So how do we make your life better? Doing stuff that's more passionate and things like that. And I think that's totally valid. But at the same time, if you can empower yourself with this leadership and all these other things that we've talked about, and it also has a great effect on your current business in the form of increasing it for your staff and your customers, it's a win-win-win-win. All right.
Well, that's funny because at this point, Ian, I don't want any more business. Come summertime, as it stands, as a individual owner, I've taken it as far as it can go. I've made it as big as it can get.
Yeah.
And so I'm not necessarily interested in creating a more, a bigger customer base. So my restaurant was featured on You Gotta Eat Here. Do you guys know that show?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. Anyway, so it's a food channel. It's like Canada's answer to whatever the hell that show is in the States. That's super popular, where this host goes around to all of these like hidden gem restaurants, right? So we got on that show. And we got on national TV, and we got absolutely mowed over by the response. I turned over just about my entire staff as a result of how much business that generated. We were not ready for it, and it was just freight trained us. And I understand that, here I am I'm talking about limitations.
Yeah.
And I also see how that's a blog post too,
I'm gonna flip over to something else then, just because we're brainstorming here.
Sure.
So
What
I'm hearing from you also, Jacob, is that you don't just know how to run a successful restaurant. You know how to run a super successful restaurant. You know how to transform a restaurant. So does the idea of taking everything you've learned and turning it into a course, an online course that people who either have bought a dud restaurant and need to turn it around, or people who are thinking of opening a restaurant, and you walk them through, and you video your actual restaurant, and you go, okay, when you set up your food prep station, here are the things, and you're actually videoing and showing them. So it's not this theory course with a lot of writing and all the rest of it, but it's really a lot of video-based, a lot of hands-on, and a lot of, does that type of idea appeal to you? Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
That for him, Jeannie.
What's
he
that?
He has to entertain.
Yeah.
I could have asked. Wait.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
D-R-I-N-G. He needs to play in a space that's unique, funky, entertaining, different, new, spacious, freedom, passionate. You know, it feeds all of this.
Yeah, you know what I need? What I need the most in my life is authentic expression and passionate sharing, you know, like I've got a mission as a result of being a part of Mankind Project. My mission is I create a world of connection through open-hearted sharing. Like that's my thing. Like that's my, and I've always had incredible connections with people. As soon as I share whatever's up me, maybe it's something that's excited and passionate, and maybe it's just how much I feel like shit right now, and both of those, depending on the situation, it's like, so you know what, hey, what was the worst thing that happened to you last week, you know, and that, even that can create an incredible dialogue of sharing and power through vulnerability and all of that stuff. Like, there's got to be a way to kind of stick to that realm of, you know, here's my wins and here's my losses and here are my challenges and here are my whatever. And I do. I have a wealth of experience. As soon as I wake up, I've got experiences to share.
So here's the thing.
I do like telling stories. I do like entertaining.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you were to then try to go out and create a website about open-hearted sharing and vulnerability in your process, you still need a place to hang it off of. Because nobody's going online typing in open-hearted sharing help. No one's going to know you're there. They're not going to find you. Unless you're Brené Brown. But you still have a rack to hang it on. Her hook that she hangs it on is, I'm a vulnerability researcher. I'm an academic. I speak at social working conferences, at psychotherapy conferences. So she still has a framework to hang that off of. So what Ian's saying is your framework is what you're doing right now, the restaurant business. So you do exactly what you just said, but your framework that you hang it on is, I wish I was doing something, or I wish my restaurant, whatever you said, the Earl you said before, sounded good too, or I hate my current restaurant. Creative restaurant, whatever's, right? All of those Earls that you guys threw out, any of them. You hang it on that, and then through your process, Jacob, you are going to discover what your next piece is. It will come. You have to move into this process and bring it into the light and bring it into that place of open-hearted sharing. And then you're naturally going to find, you're going to segue into your next thing, and you're going to take all those people with you. So it's going to be super, super awesome, because they're not just going to get to participate in where you are now. They're going to walk with you through every stage of your transformation, and they're going to come out with you into your new thing that's now blossoming and taking off. And so that story in itself is going to be super inspiring. And you're basically laying a roadmap for people to, you know, vicariously live their transformation through you. And you don't need to know where it's going to go.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry how to monetize. I wouldn't worry at the stage what you're even going to sell.
No.
I wouldn't worry about what you're going to be doing in 3 months' time, 6 months' time, 12 months' time. What you need to focus on is the main thing of this. Be the leader who you are. and be and do that even better than you're doing it now, all right? And just get out there and do something based on your current experiences as to who you are and your story, and entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
And just find the hook with which you can do it. Time that in to from time that in from where you've actually come and your from your journey, all right? Like Jeannie's journey is very simple. She's been a healer all of her life. She was given this diabolical disease that she had to figure out a way to look to figure out how she was going to live her life better, which she did. She then journaled it, packaged it up, put it out there. In 1999, when we launched the book, we had no plan. We had no idea where it was going to go. We just printed one book and just threw it out there into the world. All right. And over a time, we started to think, oh my God, there's traction here. And it started to grow, and it started to grow. And we've never had a business plan, right? We've just asked our customers what they are, who they are, and what do they want. And then they tell us, and then we give it to them, all right? And then we find ways creatively to do that with money. And every year, we grow. And every year, we do more kid stuff. We do more this. We live like this. And Jeannie is free to do whatever she wants. So am I, right? So we live in a real way. You know, we live how we tell our people that we live. Right, we're authentic. We're not black and white, right? And I think that's all you are. You have a lot of great gifts to be able to share with, whether it's men, women, whoever that is. And you have a responsibility to those people to share that with them, because you can help people. And I think that's the meaningful part about who you are and what you can give to society, right? Whether it's running a restaurant, whether it's helping someone work better in a restaurant, making a little bit more money, or whatever, right? Or just even entertain them and giving them laughter for 10 minutes in a day where their day is full of shit.
You know, I had a real aha moment over that. I think I was watching a YouTube clip of Ellen DeGeneres, and there were all these people on there who were in very, you know, terminal cancer or just lost their job. And the things that they were saying to her about her, how her show, knowing that they had that to look forward to every day, a bit of brightness, a bit of humor, changed their life as much as my entire healing program changes my reader's life. And it was such an aha moment to go, you know what? Just making someone laugh is everything. It is enough. Yeah. It is the gift of the universe to just make people laugh. And so if you just start from that place, and then, you know, as Ian was saying to you, we're very much like you, Jacob, in that we don't like to be tied. Like, I don't even have a cell phone turned on. I turn it on, I make a call, I turn it off. That's how much I don't like to be. Yeah, that's how I live my life. Yeah, my kids are like, I can't get a hold of my mom. Better call dad. Mom never has her phone on. Because that's how I like to live. But here's the thing. Just wait, Ian. Hold on to your shorts. When people ask me for what they want, which they will do with you. They'll just start coming. People go, oh, Jacob, I wish you could do more of that. Or, Jacob, I wish you could create that for me. Or, where can I go to get that? And you'll be like, I can give you that. Make sure you figure out a way to give it to them that is a digital format. So it's automated and it does not require your time. That's the only thing. And that's what we've done. Every single piece that people have asked me for, I've delivered. But I figured out a way to give it to them either in book form, ebook, video, online tutorial. Like, it's got to be some automated, digitized way. Or I refer them to someone else who wants to do one-on-one and take a commission. So I get them what they want, but I never tie myself into the time for money thing.
Got it. Yeah, that's critical for me as well. I mean, I was even thinking about, like, there's just, it's so funny. One of the things I've been doing is every time my kids say something completely stupid, I write it down because it's genius, because it would look hilarious in a certain font on a T-shirt.
There you go.
And there's all of these T-shirt companies now where you set up your designs, they sell, print, and ship your product for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I give you those. I give you the. I give you the two that we use in Listen to Your Freedom. There's a supplier in the U.S. and a supplier in Canada that I give you, because T-shirts are always a nice thing to have as a sideliner, just if people come and they want to grab something. And for some people, it turns into a big revenue stream, and for other people, it just remains this. But again, because it's a third-party platform, you don't have to order any inventory. You don't have to pay $10,000 for a container load of t-shirts from China. They just go online.
Yeah.
You've got it artworked and designed, and they press order if they want it, and they can choose their size and their color and everything there.
That's genius. Yeah, there's and so that's definitely, yeah, I get that point, and
yeah.
And I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one other thing, Jacob. So let's say now you've got your positioning, you want to go with IWantToBeABetterRestaurantOwner.com or whatever that is. You decide, yeah, I'm going to do my YouTube channel. Then you follow Listen to Freedom, the steps in there to settle that stuff up, right? There's three key things that I strongly suggest you do, all right?
Okay.
First thing is, have a lead capture form on your website.
Yeah.
A lead capture form, if you go to listentoyourapp.com, you'll see there's a bunch of web forms on there where you catch the name of the person, the email address, and you provide something of value to them. Even if it's, if you want to hear more updates on my YouTube and blog channel, just enter your information here.
Yeah, we have an entire module just on that in Listen to Your Freedom. You know, we call it your opt-in form or your sign-up box. So all the instructions are in there for you.
Yeah, so everything is in there, but that's one of the prerequisites. Get the name and address of the people that are now interested in using it. Build that relationship because you never know when you might have something to sell to them that they might want to buy from you. And that's the whole goal. The whole goal long-term is you create your tribe, then you can end up starting to sell stuff to your tribe. Right?
Got it.
That's your end game. All right? So there is rationale and business stuff behind it, which is where Listen to Freedom course is brilliant.
You can have that opt-in form running for a year or two just collecting names. Until you figure out what it is you want to sell. Like, it doesn't actually matter. You just make sure it's there. It runs on autopilot. You don't have to manage it or do anything to it until you're ready to start developing that relationship because you got something in mind that you're going to provide for them. But just make sure it's right there on your site from the get-go because you don't want to lose any, you don't want to waste any traffic. Because what if you get a surge your first week up? What if the first video you post goes viral and you don't have an opt-in box? And you have like 20,000 people hitting your site and you don't get a single name and email. So it's always better to and even if you just get one a day, right? By the end of the year, you got almost 400 people on your list. So that's key.
Yeah. For example, with Listen to Your Freedom, we have a sign-up form there. I think it's the 7 Freedom Steps. Is it Genia right now, something like that?
Well, right now it was, but right now it's the wait list because we've just gone, we're back in development.
So people have been signing up for this for the last year. So we have an active list of people that when we actually go live with the program, we can actually say, hey, guys, here's a discount of 70% or 30% because you've been waiting. We really appreciate your patience.
Right.
Thank you very much indeed. And then guess what? They come and buy from us. All right. Because we have their name and address and we know that they're interested in what we sell. Right. So, I think you've got a huge opportunity. I think... it's not doom and gloom. I think it's in line with where we're going in this whole planet and the world right now, where it's game on. We have to be as authentic and as niche as we want to be, and there's a lot of other people who will follow us because there's a lot of wacky people like us out there. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think you basically described all of humanity. It's just whether or not they admit it or not, right?
That's right. But the beauty is everyone is shifting and changing very quickly right now. There's a huge shift going on, not only in commerce, but just in the planet in general, about people being more authentic and people being able to be more free to do what they want to do, right? Less control and stuff like that. So I think it's a great space to play in right now. And good luck. Anything else you want to add, Jeannie?
Nope. Jacob, any remaining questions?
Not at this point. I've got some good clarity here.
Okay.
Go
get that book, Brandscaping by Andrew Davis. It's a fabulous book. If you're in the space for leadership, if you're in the space for examples of how other people are doing it, there's a couple of examples I gave from his book. And he talks in a way where he completely opens up how the media is completely changing right now and how we can use media to our own benefit and advantage, right? It's a fabulous book, very easy to read, and he's a great presenter as well in terms of what he goes to. But that would be a good eye-opener for you to go, yes, I get it. I can do this. I can do this. This is a good thing to do, right? And remember, the more niche you are, the more brilliant you will be.